Ooh, look at the board. It seems E and Mini E are having a problem. Let's listen in. By the way, today's lesson is, it's about names that people have in English that are actually used as verbs, nouns, and adjectives, or they have a grammar function. And we're going to look at the board, see their conversation, and try and figure it out, and I'll explain the names to you. And by the way, you'll get to meet my family here because a lot of my family names are on the board. Let's go to the board. So, E says, let's be frank, you can't sue me. And Mini E says, yes, I will. Don't dick me around. Ooh, that's a strong statement. And why I say to my family, because my family's name, I have an Auntie Susan, I have an Uncle Donald, my dad's name is Frank, my brother's name is Nicholas. Yeah, seems, and my grandfather's name was John. They're all here. Okay, anyway, let's go to the board. So let's start off at the beginning. Let's look at names. Susan, short form of Susan is Sue, okay? And what Sue means is to take someone to court. So when you sue someone, you can take them to court for money or to get something back. But to sue means to go to court to take and make a legal argument that something belongs to you or should come back to you, or you want money compensation for. And it's a verb. Let's look at Patrick. Patrick, the short form of Patrick is Pat. And to pat somebody is like this, like you do with a dog. You know, when you have a cat, you go, here, what a nice dog, what a nice cat. And sometimes people do it to irritate you. They're like, that was a really good job you did. They pat you on the back. You're like, I'm not a dog. Don't pat me. Okay. But a pat is like that. Good job, good job, good boy. The next one is Richard. Now, I don't know why this is. But the short form for Richard is Dick, okay? And Dick, if you watch, if you like Batman, some of you do, the first Robin's name was Dick Grayson. His real name was Richard Grayson, and the short name was Dick Grayson. And when we say to Dick, it means to play around, not to be serious, to act like an amateur, or in a childish way. So if you're dicking around at work, it means you're not doing your job. And if you're dicking around, you're playing, I say, stop dicking around. I mean, stop fooling around, stop playing around. Nick. Nick means to make a small cut. What a small cut. Well, you can do a small cut two ways. I'm going to give you my favorite example, which is the rose. When you have a rose, it has what's called a thorn. When you put your finger here, you get cut. You get a small cut, which is a nick. But also, when you shave, you know, you got your little shaver, and you get a little cut, you nick yourself. So a nick is a small cut or a scratch. All right? Bill. Well, Bill can be either Bill or Will, okay? And I should have said, in this case, it's a verb, so we're looking here. So William, you can make it either Bill or Will. Once again, Will makes sense. I don't know why Bill, maybe because if you take the B, I have no idea. I'm just making this up, it's not real. But if you take the B here and you make it like that, maybe, I don't know, I didn't make it up. But Bill, in one case, is to give a paper asking for money. So when somebody says bill me, it means send me the amount, a paper with the amount that I should give to you. Maybe I had dinner and I bought some things, so you're going to send the bill with the dinner, the book, the coffee, and it will say how much money I must give to you. So people will say, bill me for this. In fact, many of you get bills when you're billed by your cell phone company. They bill you, right? At the end of the month, they say you've done this, 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 and this. Please pay this much money. That's a bill. You've been billed. Will. Well, you've studied grammar, I'm sure. It's a modal verb for intention or future. So I will go, or I will do it, my intent, but I will be going to the movie in 5 hours. Future tense. Okay, modal verb. Don is short for Donald. Don, D-O-N, means to put on or wear. If he donned an angry face, put on an angry face. He donned his jacket, he wore, put the jacket on his body, right? She donned makeup in the morning. She put the makeup on her face to wear, okay? Don. Frank, in this case, it's just Frank, there's no change. It means to be open and honest in speech and in writing, especially in difficult situations. People can be open and honest in situations which are easy. You look nice today. I really like that television program. But when somebody has to say, okay, your work is horrible and you have bad breath, it's very difficult to be open and honest in these situations. So when someone says, I need to be frank, they literally mean, I need to be open and honest and sincere in what I'm about to say. And usually it will be written down or said, okay, and usually in a difficult situation. Now, finally, we have John. Now, John in this case, oh, please forgive me, I forgot to mention that when we said Frank, Frank is not a verb like the other ones, it's actually an adjective. He had a frank manner, they had a frank conversation, okay? So unlike a verb, it's an adjective, it describes it. And finally, let's go to John. John equals, well, John. And John is a noun. And in this case, we talk about John. John is a toilet. You'll often watch movies where guys are at the bar and they've been drinking. Usually the university movies, you know, everyone's got their university jacket and they're like, hey man, I'm going to hit the John and then we can go to the Pizza Hut, right? So that means to go to the toilet. Now, if you watch police shows, if there's a prostitute, a lady of the evening, they might talk about a John. A John is the client of the prostitute, the man or woman who is paying for sex. So if they said, we found this John hiding in the John, you got some serious problems there. But they might say that John paid the prostitute $200 for an evening with her. Cool? Good. So now we've met my family, meet the family. We've looked at some verbs. We've looked at an adjective and a noun from using people's actual names. You'll hear people say, Pat, Sue, meet my brother, my friend Sue. I got a friend named Pat. This is Dick. Here's Nick. This is Bill from the office. This is Will from school. Don, I met in the hospital. Frank's a good buddy of mine. And John's one of my favorite people. Okay? Real names with real grammar uses. Now, I hope you found that interesting because we're going to have some fun and see if we can make some sentences make sense with your newfound knowledge. I'll also give you a bit of a bonus and show you what else you can do with them. Are you ready? Okay, so let's go to the board and see, we've played Meet My Family. Now let's see if we can go to the board and fix it up properly. I'm gonna get my trusty red marker, dun, 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 and then you guys will help me, okay? So what the first thing we want to do is we want to identify what we can fix, not that it's wrong, but what we can fix to use these new words to make it better. So let's read through the story first. Mr. E repeatedly touched James on the back as he put on his baseball hat. I have to go to the bathroom before we leave, he said. I want to be honest with you. I don't have enough money to pay for the food. This is not a good story, because he's going to the washroom and leaving me with the bill. Let's continue. Did I say bill? I don't know. I don't have enough money to pay for the food. Let's say the waiter gave me a small cut with my steak knife. We can threaten to take them to court. And I guess he's talking about the restaurant, right? If they don't give us a free meal. I told Mr. E, stop playing around and pay for the food. Okay, so horrible story. Let's try and make it a little bit better. First, let's identify. I'm going to say, Mr. E repeatedly touched James on the back as he put on his baseball hat. So that would be like that. Okay, yeah, I got a word. I bet you know the word I'm thinking. Well, look at all that. We can replace all of this with one word. That'll be good. I have to go to the... I think this is the word we can replace as well. We've got a slang word that people will say. I think I said that, when you're out at the university or you're at the bar, you might use this word. Before we leave, he said, I want to be honest with you. Hmm. Well, here's something funny. I was reading a book the other day. And when someone says, I need to be honest with you, you have to ask a question. Aren't you always honest with me? But sometimes it's a better word because it's not just to be honest. They want to be open with you as well. So I think we might have to look here. Okay, I don't have enough money to... We pay for the food, so you gotta pay. And this is like food. This is a it's a good or a service, and you have to give money for it. Can change that, I think. Okay, so gave me a small cut with my steak knife. Well, can we use one word that would be a small cut so we don't have to say so many words? But to cut some of that, so we'll look at that. Okay, good. And then we can threaten to take them to court. Yeah, that's good, but yes, you're right. We could probably change that one here. If they don't give us a free meal. I told Mr. E to stop playing around. Stop playing around and pay for the food. So we could probably go here. And then this looks the same as this one up here. So I'm going to take a guess we can do that. Did you get the same? So what I'd like you to do is take 5 seconds. And hopefully you did it before I did because you could see it. And if not, check. But I will tell you right now, if you check, got this, 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 and this on your own, congratulations. Those are the ones we want to fix. We do have words for them, what we've done, and we'll replace them in the next segment. You ready? Okay, let's go. Seeing as you're so good, let's talk about it. I don't want to use this one. I want to use this one. So, if someone repeatedly touches you or in the back, and remember I talked about dogs and cats and pets, you're like, oh, good boy, good girl. We can say this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Get rid of all of these words, but I'm not even going to bother. And we can put the word to pat. Or patted, right? Because it's the past tense, I can't put pat, so I'll put P-A-T-T-E-D. Patted James on the back. Okay, cool. And let's do the next one. I need a better marker. I'll get a new one. So we changed that to patted, so we wouldn't have to say touch repeatedly. We can say he just patted him on the back. Okay, as he put on his baseball hat. I have to go to the bathroom. Now, he and I aren't in university. We're kind of older people now. But maybe E had a little to drink, maybe one drink too many. And we can say to the John, because he went to the washroom, right, before we leave. And then he said, I want to be honest with you. Want to be honest. What's another word to be honest and open with somebody? To be frank with you. I want to be frank with you. I don't have enough money to what? Well, we used it to say when you have to give money for a good or a service. A good is a thing, like a phone, or a service is like when you go in a restaurant and the waiter takes care of you. To pay the bill. Bill. They give you a paper saying you ate this much food, you must give us this much money. Let's say the waiter gave me a small cut. Okay, yeah, that's right. A scratch or a small cut could be, and we're going to do this. What? All of this I'm going to take away. They say nicked me. Nicked. Nicks me. With my steak knife, we can get rid of a whole bunch of words. We can threaten to take them to court. What was the thing we said would be court, to go to court? If you want to get money or you want to get something given back to you that you think was taken unfairly? And once again, look, we can get rid of a number of words. In this case, we can put the word we can threaten to sue them. And them being the restaurant, of course, if they don't give us a free meal. I told Mr. E to stop playing around and pay for the food. Well, we can get rid of 6 words. Which 6 words do you think it'll be? That's right. We need an ing because we said playing, so we're going to have to put this, and it's going to be Batman's best friend, Dick, as in dicking around. And pay what? We've already done it, and I know you've got there just before I did. Pay the bill. So let's read this story this time and see how it works out. We've eliminated a bunch of words. As you can see, there are spaces there, which is good. We're making our language much more in line with English because we're using, you know, cultural terms, a little bit of slang, which has more a greater meaning. Even though these words are accurate, this has a greater meaning for us because it's more within lines of our culture. So Mr. E patted James on the back like this as he put on his baseball hat. "I have to go to the John before we leave," he said. "I want to be frank with you. I don't have enough money to pay the bill. Let's say the waiter nicked me with my steak knife so we can get..." Okay, sorry. "My steak knife. We can threaten to sue them if they don't give us a free meal. I told Mr. E, stop dicking around and pay the bill." That sounds almost like... Well, not almost like. It sounds exactly like a conversation in English as opposed to the textbook English you get up here. Anyway, before I go, I want to give you a bonus. And the bonus is going to be a bit strange, because I'm going to give you the same words again. Huh? I am, but this time I'm going to show you, I thought it was better to break the lesson into two parts. I showed you how these words could be used as verbs, and this is the past tense of this verb. Present tense, right? Past tense. The continuous tense. But these same words, many of them, or at least five of them, can be used as nouns. So now I'm going to show you what the noun means. So, Dick...
Parental advice.
sorry. Parents, beware. I'm just saying, this is parental guidance. I forgot what it is. So,
this is a bad word. Do not use it.
Okay. Dick also means penis, which is the male sex organ. So it's bad slang. Then someone says, don't be a dick. They mean, don't act like a bad guy or a bad girl. Usually said to men. Now, dick also means to know nothing. So if somebody says, hey, he knows dick about the subject, it means he knows nothing about the subject. She knows dick about computers. She knows nothing about computers. So dick can be used to mean to know nothing. And it means nothing. You know dick, you know nothing. As in a noun. Nick not only can be to cause a cut, but a nick, I have a nick here, means a small cut. I nicked my finger. Verb, I nicked it. I have a nick on my finger, a small cut on my finger. Bill, I told you bill is to give someone something you must pay. A bill is also the paper you have. You go, here's the bill. Okay, now that's the bill. I'm billing you. I'm writing down you must pay. Now here's the bill. Here's the paper you must pay. Okay, so give me the bill at the end of my meal, please. Or we'll be billing you at the end of the month, and that's when you get your cell phone bill. It also means a proposed law.
Huh?
Well, laws, you cannot kill people, you may not steal, the police will arrest you. A proposed law is, think of a baby law. You have an adult, and you have a baby. A baby is like the proposed law. It's what they want to make into a law, but it's not a law yet. So when somebody says, here's a bill in your government, they're saying, we think this would be a good law for the people. They talk about it, they vote on it. If they like it, it becomes a law. So otherwise, it's a bill, okay? So people have to come up with ideas to make into laws. They present them to the government as a bill, and then if the government likes it, they change it into a law. I'm just a bill up on Capitol Hill. When I was a kid, there was a commercial that explained all of this. I'm trying to do my best because I don't have cartoons. Anyway, and the last one I want to talk about is dawn. Remember I said dawn was to put something on you? Well, there's another type of dawn. There's the gangster boss. So when you're looking at, you know, when they show the mafia or the yakuza or any other gang, and there's, well, specifically it's the Italian boss because it's the Don, the godfather. He's the Don. That's what this one is supposed to be. And when we talk about Don as being the godfather, it's sort of like the leader. In universities... Usually the teachers or professors in things like Cambridge and Oxford, they are also called dons, especially if they have a special position of leadership. So the don of the university means the teacher of the university or the leader in the university. And what they share is being leadership, don being head. Cool? Thought you'd like that. That's your daily bonus. All right. Now we've done your daily bonus, so you can see how we've used some of these verbs and can transform into nouns and vice versa. Here's your homework. I want you to create five sentences using two of these words in a sentence to make a new sentence. So in this case, I told Lee to stop dicking around and pay the bill. Right? There, I've done it right there. You could say, when I donned my jacket, I nicked my ear with a button. So I cut my ear. Maybe it was a sharp button. Crazy, but there you go. So try doing that. And what I'd like you to do is when you finish your homework, you've done these sentences, bring one, you know, put it in the, put it below in the comments and see if people will help you. I've seen many times a lot of students help out other students with their sentences and form friendships. So I hope that's going to happen for you. I'd like you to subscribe. So look around, there's a bell. Ring my bell. And if you, when it comes up, ring it to subscribe. When you hit the bell, it will send you anything I do that's new. As soon as it comes out, it'll come straight to you. Or you can go to www.ingvid.com. Sorry, and you can do the same thing. Anyway, I've got to go. I got to don a new outfit. This one's getting a little bit warm in here. I hope you enjoyed the lesson. And as always, thank you very much. And I look forward to seeing you again soon.